Mississippi River flows over 2,500 miles southward through the Midwestern United States. That is, unless you are here, where the river actually meanders north for about 50 miles. That unique stretch of the mighty Mississippi is today's feature on the American Countryside.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
OJ is something you might drink for breakfast, but for my friends at 31 Gifts, OJ means opportunity to join. And for this week only, it's free. You can get over $600 worth of great thermals, backpacks, and purses for free when you enroll this week during OJ Incentive Week. Just log on at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Paula, your independent 31 director, has a team that covers all parts of the Midwest. Get all the details and get over $600 in gifts. Just message Paula at my31bag.com. The Treaty of Paris that ended the American Revolutionary War stated that the headwaters of the Mississippi River would be a boundary for the new nation. But where did the Great River begin? Henry Rose Schoolcraft was one of those determined to locate it in 1820.
He came with Governor Cass of Michigan Territory when Minnesota was part of that territory. They got pretty close. They came up to a lake, which is now renamed Cass Lake. But when Schoolcraft was there in 1820, he asked his Indian guides, "Is this truly the source?" And they said no.
Connie Cox says Schoolcraft was told the origin of the river was farther south and west.
So he had the opportunity to come back again in 1832, and on his expedition, he had an Ojibwa guide lead him here to Lake Itasca.
But as soon as Schoolcraft declared Lake Itasca the origin, he was challenged by a multitude of others.
We had people like Joseph Nicolet who came, and he actually developed a very extensive map of the river system, and he declared that there's another river named Nicolet Creek, of course, after him. He called that the Infant Mississippi.
Still others came here, claiming they had found a hidden lake that was the actual source. Eventually, Jacob Brower was commissioned to review the dispute.
The whole area around Itasca Park is like a basin, or if you think about it, think of like a saucer or a teacup. And all of these lakes and rivers line the rim of that teacup and down the sides, but on the very bottom of the teacup is where Lake Itasca would sit.
And the point where those waters poured from Lake Itasca was determined to be a river, the beginning of the Great Mississippi. Traveling the countryside at Lake Itasca, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.